there is, I don't know, right next to me, perhaps Miss Miriam Jouard. She's the one who comes on here to give us the expert advice, the bits of information that we need about the latest and greatest in phones. And Miriam, you've got a doozy. What's this?
This is the LG V10. It's kind of the current flagship, at least their larger screen flagship device. As you know, the G4 came out earlier this year and was a great success with a lot of people.
Right.
And this, think of this as a G4 on steroids.
Ooh.
So everything you love about the G4 is there, plus.
Wait a minute. When I saw the G4 and when we reviewed the G4, it's not like it was wanting for a lot of things. It had pretty much everything I wanted out of a phone. What did they add?
So what could you do, right?
Right.
Well, first of all, it's 64 gigs of built-in storage,
okay,
and 4 gigs of RAM.
Okay. Whoa.
So up from 32 and 3.
Yeah, I like that.
The screen is 5.7 inches instead of 5.5. Still IPS, still Quad HD. You have the same awesome camera, but it now has manual video mode, including manual audio levels.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can change shutter speed and ISO.
This is
video.
Now the podcaster's phone.
It has a fingerprint reader on the power lock key here, right? So you can just unlock it by just, you know, holding something plastic over there, just holding the button. It has dual front-facing cameras. I don't know if you can see this here. There's two cameras. One is wide angle, one is regular angle, and you can combine them into kind of a panorama view so you don't have to hold your hand like this.
Okay.
And more importantly, check this out. If I put it on sleep, notice that there's a little secondary display up here that shows some very faint, I don't know if we can see it, it's probably too bright right now, but it shows faint information right there.
This is becoming more and more popular.
Yeah,
we see
go.
This in the Galaxy S6.
I don't know if we can see it.
I see it. Yeah, there it is.
So it's saying right now, it's telling me the date, the time, the weather, and the battery life.
That's the bits of information.
So crank it up because this gets really interesting. You can completely configure this right next to the camera. So it's this tiny little strip from here to here. And as you can see, it's got my name on there, my handle. So I know it's my phone if there's like 10 V10s in the room.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, you can actually adjust this here to have a bunch of like apps you want to launch on a regular basis. I replicated what I have down here, but you could put anything you want. You can automatically get the media player to start by tapping up here and controlling the playback. If I do this, you know, you can see the controls appear.
So this is not pure Android, obviously. What kind of skin is this?
This is LG's. But notice I'm running the Google Now launcher, but mm-hmm. I'm still getting all the benefits from the secondary display.
Right.
And then you have like recent contacts, people that you want to add as favorites up here. I've got my spouse. And you can also do like calendar entries, things like that. But here's what's cool. Watch. If I start the camera app, I've got some controls. So it's actually using the extra display to free up my viewfinder. So this is, kind of gimmicky, but at the same time, kind of useful. And, I think they've done an interesting little tidbit with that. Let me walk you through quickly so you can see what's going on here. The other thing that's interesting about this phone is it's a rugged phone. It's actually mil-spec drop resistant, and it has stainless steel edges here. So one of the big drawbacks on the G4, other than the leather back, which is a plastic back with a leather cover on it, was that it felt a little cheap because the brim of it was plastic. LG's remedied this here with a stainless steel kind of bumper on the sides and this rubberized, high-texture, shockproof surround and back. This comes off, and you have a nano SIM slot here and a micro SD card expansion. 3,000 milliamp hour removable battery. So just like the G4, the only thing is it's a nano SIM instead of a micro SIM. The G4 has a micro SIM.
All bands.
Right? All bands, all the good things. This is actually a T-Mobile model, but it's available on, I think, on AT&T and Verizon as well. I'm not sure about Sprint. You get the usual laser autofocus here. You've got the UV sensor for color temperature and LED flash, volume rocker, power lock key with a fingerprint reader, 16 megapixel OIS camera. Like, this is the camera, f over 1.8.
Something that Jason Howell mentioned when he was playing with his is that once he got used to having the rocker and the fingerprint scanner back here, he kept doing it to other phones.
Yes.
You get used to having
it. I actually like it a lot, and not everybody will feel that way. And so let me quickly show you the selfie stuff, because the selfie stuff is really interesting. Let's see. If I switch over now, I got two choices of angles for my selfie. So I get a narrower, closer up angle,
I like that.
And a wider angle.
And that's it's a focus.
Five megapixel cameras. These two, and then there's an interesting mode here called multi-view, where you can have all three cameras at the same time, right? So I've got the wide angle, the narrow angle, and the back, right?
That's...
And you can...
So it takes a picture like that with
correct,
all three?
Of all three. So, you know, I can go like this. And then we got this interesting shot. Let's see.
It would composite it for us?
Let's see. Why didn't it do it? No. It didn't take it for whatever reason. I have no idea why.
Cameras don't like
But anyway, this is the idea, is that you can take these kind of like cool little shots like that. I don't know if it's that exciting, really, frankly, but it's an interesting...
It's different.
They're trying new things, which I think is really cool. Let's go quickly through the specs on this phone. In case you forgot, the G4 has a Snapdragon 808, so this does have a Snapdragon 808. Again, more RAM and more storage, but basically they're identical. Same battery size, 3,000 milliamp hour, expandable storage, same camera. You just get a little bit more. The one drawback... potentially, is that there's no notification light on this phone anymore. On the G4, there was.
Okay.
You can configure this display, of course, to pop up notifications. So, you know, it's always on. So at least that's kind of like a notification
light. Yeah, it's different. It's not a notification light. It's
not
a notification screen.
Exactly. Not quite the same. You still have the remote control, though, the infrared, which,
right.
as you know, is gone from the Note 5.
Yes.
So really, this phone... in a nutshell, is a Note 5 competitor, right? It's up there. It's one of the best. What you gain is, I think, a slightly better camera, especially for video recording. You gain the fact that you still have the IR blaster for your remote. What you do lose is, of course, the stylus from the Note 5 and the wireless charging. You can get a wireless charging back for this, though. But it's not available in the U.S. You have to order it on eBay.
Right.
Okay? So keep that in mind. But really, they're toe-to-toe. 5.7 inches, both. Super high-end specs. This still doesn't run Marshmallow. It's still Lollipop, but I'm sure they'll upgrade
it
soon.
They'll upgrade this.
It's got all the radios you can imagine, all the sensors you can imagine. This is a high-end phone, and the price reflects that. $650 out of contract.
So, yeah, I mean, it's about right for a high-end flagship. Battery life.
It's been really good. It's the same as the G4. It's exactly the same battery with the same processor. You get a bit more RAM, but honestly, what I like better about this one is that although it's a little big, right? Like, it's bigger than even the Note 5, in my opinion. I have Note 5 here so I can compare. You'll see it's actually bigger than a Note 5, which is the same screen size, right?
So, actually, put those next to each other again, because I like the Note 5, but I got to say...
This looks really sharp next to the Note 5. I mean, the Note 5 is a really beautiful phone. There's no doubt about it. But you can see here...
It's kind of plasticky.
This is glass, but I like this texture. It feels really great in hand. Like, hold it. You'll feel it like you won't drop it.
Then you feel the stainless steel here and...
This is aluminum, actually. But this is stainless. You know, I think it's nice to see LG step up their game in terms of build quality and materials, which has always been kind of their negative.
Right.
But we know they can do it. They've done some premium phones in the past, like the Chocolate series. So it's just nice to see them apply themselves and iterate further on that camera. Try some new things with a dual front-facing camera and the secondary display. And more importantly, bump up the specs with RAM and storage and add this fingerprint reader, which is really becoming critical for... Android Pay. Everybody wants to use Android Pay now. You can do that with fingerprint reader. So, pros and cons. Camera's amazing. You know, this is a flagship device. It's one of the best. The cons, I would say, are just one small thing, like the notification light missing, and the fact that, you know, it kind of competes with another really great phone, the Note 5. So it's kind of a tough race, right?
So if you liked the 4, you're going to like this.
I think so, yeah. I think if you like the G4 and you want a slightly bigger screen and, you know, perhaps something that's a little more shockproof, I think that's another pro. This thing can be dropped and won't come out, you know, worse for the wear. It actually has this rubberized finish, so it doesn't scuff easily even on concrete, which is pretty awesome.
Would you feel safe using it as is, without a bumper, without a case?
I would, yeah.
You would,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's mil-spec. You know, there's actually a number on their website, but it's designed to be dropped, and they have several videos of it being dropped. It's not like that new Moto, which is not going to shatter unless you take a hammer to it, right? But I think that it's a step in the right direction. It's still not, you know, water-resistant or anything, but... you know, you can't go wrong with this phone overall.
Miriam, let's make it official. You got to give your verdict a buy, a try, a don't buy for the V10.
Look, it's absolutely a buy, right? We'd just be more excited if the G4 hadn't existed because this is a G4 Plus. So when the G4 came out, we were kind of blown away by some of its capabilities. And this just kind of reiterates this and just cranks it up just a notch. But we've gotten some really great Android phones this year with, you know, the Galaxy series.
Is that, you think that's why they waited to release the V10? They wanted to sell the 4 before they released this?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, really, you know, there's going to be a G5 probably pretty soon. So let's see how it goes.
Yeah, I got it. From Miriam Jouar, she is our phone expert. She gets all the latest and the greatest, actually way before most people do. And she tells us what you should get. And evidently, the LG V10 is a buy.
Absolutely.
Miriam, thank you again. Of course, you can be found all over the TWiT TV network here,
yes,
on Before You Buy, on All About Android. But you do a lot of work on your own. Where can they go to find that work?
Well, it's right up here on the phone if you want to bring it up, Brian. Tank Girl, like that.
Just remove the vowels.
Remove the vowels and add a little at symbol in front of it, and you get my Twitter handle, you get my website.com.
And you know what? If you don't know what Tank Girl is, you got to Wikipedia that, and then read the comic book first, and then watch the movie, because the movie is pretty bad. The movie is pretty bad. They tried, but no.
So, find me online. I do some other videos, things that I don't review here on Twit, I'll review on my site. And mostly it's commentary, opinion. You know, I do a podcast. If you don't have enough of me on All About Android once a month, you can get me there once a month.
Miriam, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so very much.
Thanks, Robert.